We're joined by Coach Adam Keith after the 5-2 victory over the Nottingham Panthers. Adam, Nottingham Panthers came out with a lot of speed at the start of the first period. And, you know, they took the lead early on, and the Giants managed to get in with a really quick power play goal. Then the Panthers kept coming back again. And you know, but at the end of the first period, 2-2, you must have been happy getting the intermission.
Yeah, I think obviously we would like to come out a little better. We weren't great at the very start, and I thought they were. You know, they were flying around the offensive zone. Their defense were activating, and really caused us trouble. And they obviously got a couple goals as a result of it. But a huge power play goal gets us back in it, keeps us calm. They get another goal. I thought the guys did really well to stay composed and stick to the game plan. And ultimately, I think throughout the second and third period, I thought we took the game back over. And I was happy to get out of the first period 2-2 for sure. And then we could obviously build on it.
You welcomed Sebastian Sylvester into the game tonight after a two-game suspension. Managed to pick up two goals. And again, you know, you literally got contributions from first, second and third line.
Yeah, I mean, that is the depth of our team. Unfortunately, we only have the 10 forwards right now. Obviously, we'd like to have a little more, but you know, I think it's been that way for I don't know how long. 2 to 3 months at least, or we've been either 9 forwards or 10 forwards, and that's it. 11 is very rare. So the guys are used to it now. They're rolling like that, and you know, everybody steps up whenever they're called upon. There's not a time where I'm looking down the bench going, I can't put this guy in, I can't put that guy in. Somebody's ready to go, they're in, they fill in for somebody. You know, Darcy Murphy goes and sits for 5 minutes for that fight, and John Kurtz goes and sits for 5 minutes for his fight as well. And, you know, we have all sorts of guys that can just step right in and play, and it makes it easy on me, I suppose, not trying to fill holes. You know, it's very easy to fill the holes in our lineup.
Jonathan Ferland got the game-winning goal towards the end of the second period. I think you must have had a great view of it. You were standing right behind it in the line of the net. But, you know, again, after that, we dominated the third period, in my opinion.
Yeah, I thought the guys stuck to the game plan. You know, we didn't give them too much, and we waited for opportunities, and we had a lot. I think we could have had more. More than the scoreline. I suppose they could as well. So, I thought we stuck to it for the most part and didn't give them a whole lot of quality. And the quality they did get, Jackson Wiss was there to shut the door. And, you know, he continues to run with it. And credit to him again. So, you know, two goals in the first 5 minutes. And, you know, we could easily melt down. And that game could have went the other way. But the guys stuck with it. Jackson stuck with it. And, you know, two goals and then zero goals for the rest of the game. So obviously the guys, we picked it up as the game went on, and I wasn't surprised to see that. You know, it was just obviously they came out really hard to start the game, and it was important that we stuck with the game plan and stay composed.
24 hours, you've got to do it all again tomorrow night.
Yeah, that's the message. You know, it's not, great job tonight. Go home, get some rest, eat. Come back and do it all over again tomorrow. That's the way this league is. You know, there's no let up. You know, we're going to see a better Nottingham Panther team tomorrow. You know, they need the points just as bad as we do, if not worse. So they're going to come. Certainly, they're going to come hard, and we need to be prepared and we need to be better. You know, it's one thing I'd like to start our game the way that they started their game tonight, and then continue to roll. But certainly happy with tonight's effort. I mean, obviously. And I thought, you know what, I thought our discipline was great tonight. And that's something that we've been trying to work towards. And, you know, it's something worth noting that we stayed the course tonight and we didn't get too carried away and take some penalties that cost us. You know, we were bought into the system and bought into the fact that this is playoff hockey. You know, this is not your regular season anymore. You know, we're down to the nitty gritty here. We're down to the last 2.5 months, and you better be ready to play every night, or you won't win the league. And we're here. I guess in the words of Conor McGregor, We're not here to take part. You know, we're here to take over, and we want to come in and we want to win every. We want to win everything. You know, we don't want to be second place, third place. You know, we want to compete for every trophy possible, and in order to do that, you better show up every night and you better compete every night, or the team that does is going to take over.